Reprint 4620, May 15th, 1910. Some interesting letters. Only the first and seventh of these nine letters are in the reprints. There are nine letters in the original Towers, and we'll read all nine of them. Dear Brother, on Sunday morning, 30 sisters and 14 brothers symbolized their consecration into Christ's death by water immersion, and on Friday evening following partook of the memorial supper here in Glasgow, 287 in the Berkeley Hall and 18 in their homes. As the time draws so near, when the last of these suppers will be partaken of by us, and when we shall drink the wine anew with our dear Lord in his kingdom, we feel solemnized, but at the same time we are enabled by the Lord's grace to lift up our heads and rejoice, knowing that the time of our deliverance draweth nigh. While we were partaking of the supper, we called to mind that several of our number had already passed beyond the veil since the last occasion. We remembered also many of our dear brethren and sisters who have emigrated from Scotland during the past year, and we prayed that the Lord would keep them faithful and continue to use them in his glorious service. We remembered also that a few of our number have ceased to meet with us because they differ, and we are praying that the Lord may open their eyes. We are looking forward with glad anticipation to the near visit of our beloved pastor, and are preparing to distribute 100,000 of the People's Pulpit issue from door to door in order to advertise the public meeting which, DV, he will address here on May 17th. Requesting your prayers on our behalf, as we also pray for you, I am, yours in the one hope, John Edgar, Scotland. Dear Brother Russell, on Friday evening, April 22nd, 32 of the Ecclesia at Leicester participate in the memorial of our Lord's death. We realized that it was a privilege not only to memorialize the death of our Lord, but to be counted worthy to suffer with him as prospective members of his body, and in due time to reign with him if faithful. We also felt the nearness of the time when all the faithful ones will be gathered, and our earnest prayer is that we may ever abide in the house and have the doorposts of our hearts sprinkled with the blood, and be made meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. With much Christian love, I am, dear brother, sincerely yours in the Lord's grace, Henry S. Porter. Dear Brother Russell, the church here celebrated the memorial of our Lord's death. 36 partook of the supper and pledged themselves anew to be broken with him and with each other, and to drink the cup which he drank, trusting in his merit and grace sufficient to help us to be faithful even unto death. On Friday morning, 11 persons symbolized their consecration. We had a prayer, praise, and testimony meeting, and the supper after 8 p.m. It was a glorious day, and the Lord was with us. We remembered all in our prayers. With Christian love from the church, yours in fellowship and service, J.L.A. Condrill, Costa Rica. Dear brethren, it gives us great pleasure to be again privileged to forward you a report of our memorial service held on Friday, April 22nd. 28 brethren met in our hall, and a very impressive service was held, special attention being directed to the thought that very soon now these memorials will be at an end, and our heavenly hopes realized. Praying the Lord's rich blessing upon our beloved pastor in his tour among us, and with continued love from us all, yours in the one hope, Don F. Murray, Scotland. Dear Brother in Christ, knowing your interest in the reports of the memorial observed by the Lord's people, I am pleased to hand in this report of the observance of the Ecclesia here. 16 of the class met and observed the memorial according to instruction received from the Bible and through the dawns and watchtowers. The service was very impressive, and all received a blessing in having our minds centered on our Passover Lamb, who is slain for us, and also on our participation in the one loaf and the cup. This was all the more impressive as we realized the few remaining years in which it will be possible for us to observe the memorial in this manner. Our attention was also called to the joy with which we expect to drink the cup anew with our head in the kingdom. It was a blessed occasion. We pray that we may remain faithful as each year brings us nearer to the time when we shall see him as he is, and be seated with him in his throne and commence the grand work of restitution. During the day, we were blessed by keeping our minds on what was occurring in Jerusalem after sunset there. We were impressed with the thought that probably this year Brother Russell and those with him were privileged to observe the memorial in that upper room, possibly next after it was observed by Jesus at its institution. May the dear Lord continue to bless us all with every good and perfect gift that cometh down from above. Your loving brother in Christ, C. Wilbur Wiley. Dear Brother Russell, a company of consecrated followers of our dear Redeemer met together and partook of the memorial Passover supper. The occasion was solemn indeed. As each cup was drained, I am sure an appropriate prayer ascended from every heart that partook. We all appreciated, as never before, the great love of our Heavenly Father for us, and the great privilege we have of being partakers of our Lord's broken body and shed blood, and we all went forth with renewed determination to follow more and more closely in the footsteps of our King. The service was conducted by our dear Brother Genong. Two of the number present came 18 miles. They were Sister Lewis and Brother Schoonmaker, Colporter. With much Christian love from all the class and prayers always that God will shower blessings upon you, we remain, yours in love and fellowship, class at Seneca Falls, New York. Dear brethren, our hearts were made glad as once again we celebrated the death of Christ, our Paschal Lamb, and our privilege of participation in the body and in the death of the Christ, assurances of our future union with our living head. The rarity of the occasion made it more precious. We considered that, at most, there are four remaining, and then we shall drink the product of the vine new in our Father's kingdom. 47 participated. Yours in Christ, A.T. Johnson, Barbados. Dear Brother Russell, the memorial of our Lord's death was celebrated in our home, 5 fully consecrated persons participating. In the name of our Lord, the Prince of Peace, we met. Brother H. F. Keene served the little company as we renewed our covenant with the Father of our Lord. It was a glad and solemn time, gladness for the great privilege of a participation in the same loaf and in the same cup, and also for the great joy to know of the blessing that will come to all the families of the earth. We fully realized the price which bought us and the meaning of the covenant which we have made. Prayers were offered by all present for all the dear ones in our Lord assembled together for this occasion. We also remembered you in particular and those dear co-laborers with you in the upper room at Jerusalem. What a grand privilege you had! We seemed to realize the deep solemnity of such a great occasion, not only the being in the upper room, but the having one heart, one mind, one thought. Every heart seemed overflowing with love to our Heavenly Father and to our blessed Redeemer, Christ Jesus our Lord, and all the household of faith. Our prayer is that we may be permitted to die daily in His cause and to His honor and glory. We ask your prayers, dear brother, and those of all your dear co-laborers, that we may be kept bound together in love, harmony, and peace with God and our loving Master, and with each other during the coming years. Our dear brethren, Pilgrims A. Sephora and J. W. Adams, have made a very deep impression upon the hearts of the dear local brethren and all present who heard their discourses. I hope that all present received some blessing through our Lord. May God's favor rest richly upon you and upon our mutual efforts to serve His cause. Yours in the love and service of our Lord, J. H. B. Howard, Tennessee. Dear Brother Russell, we know you will be interested in hearing from our little company regarding the celebration of the Passover Supper. 16 were present, and we felt the influence of the sweet fellowship which all of the Lord's people have in following the Master's instructions. It was a blessed thought that so many thought upon our dear Lord and were striving to be broken with Him and pour out their lives in sacrifice. We feel sure His presence and Spirit were with us. We thought and spoke of the little company who were spending the Passover season amid the scenes and localities where our dear Lord passed the days of His earthly pilgrimage. No doubt He was in that upper room in person, even as He was so many years ago. We rejoice in the privilege of renewing our consecration vows and beginning another year with greater determination than ever to run with patience the race set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. May the Lord's blessing be with you is our prayer, the Church at Santa Monica. That was reprint 4620, Some Interesting Letters.